Welcome back to our Success in a Year program as we move forward into month number 5, discussing everybody's favorite topic, the topic of fear, more importantly, facing fear. Really, what we want to do with this month is take some time to think about fearful situations and how our natural fear response that happens in our brain can really negatively impact us, and then how to actually face fears, because you're not going to be able to necessarily remove them, but how to face them and move through them so that you can start doing the things you want to do and achieving the things that you really want in your life, no longer being held back by fear. Now think about this. No matter how big and tough you think you are, or maybe somebody you admire is, everybody's got fears. We all have them. The most successful people in their chosen fields, people that you and I may look up to and look at them in awe, wondering how they do the things they do, all have fears. We all have this. None of us are immune to it. It's basically all boils down to the ability to face fears and move through them. And the good news is that any of us can face fears, and the quickest way to do it is to face it directly. And by repeatedly facing our fears head on, you can manage them until they cease to exist, or at least they're so much smaller than they were at one point. So it really comes down to an understanding of what fear is. Typically, fear is your brain's response to a certain situation or circumstance in your life that you deem unsafe or uncertain. So if you stand on the edge of a building 20 stories up, naturally your brain's probably going to be going a little bit crazy, warning you not to get any closer, and that's a very good thing. That fear response keeps you alive. The problem is that these same kind of responses, from an emotional to a physical type of response, can happen when we're trying to just do everyday normal things, or we're doing things outside of our normal routines and habits that are helping us progress our goals, but we get these same negative or sort of discomforting feelings, and it causes us to retreat. But instead of being at the edge of a building, we're just at the edge of a new experience that may involve us, I don't know, talking to somebody you've never talked to before, or making a presentation in a boardroom, or going out and going into a busy area that you may not be comfortable with. I don't know what it is for you, but these things are going to happen, and these kind of responses will happen when you begin to take new actions that are in line with your goals of things that you've never done before. And so it all comes down to understanding this process and then working with it so that knowing and understanding that you will feel this way, but it's okay, and you're not going to die, but you are going to work your way through these feelings so that you can become the kind of person that acts anyways. You're going to feel the fear and do it anyway. You're going to do it scared in the beginning, and the more you do it, the less scared you'll be until, like you said, like we're saying here on the slide, eventually that fear will really not really have an impact on you anymore. So an example, public speaking, right? Most people have a general fear of public speaking. I think if you were to go and ask 10 of your friends or coworkers, probably 9 of them or more would agree that getting up and speaking in public is not a comfortable experience for them. They just don't want to do it. There's a natural fear response there. And then you look at somebody like a stand-up comedian or a famous presenter or speaker, and you wonder, how do they do it? How do they not have fear? And it's kind of a weird way of thinking, but it's true. You think they don't have fear, but the truth is they did. And they may not have it anymore, but a lot of them still do. You talk to or you do some research on some famous comedians or performers, and they'll still admit to having stage fright or jitters or whatever you want to call it right before they take the stage. They've just found ways to work through that fear and to go and do it anyways and give it their all in the face of whatever they're feeling. And usually it makes them feel alive once they're in the moment. And so it's just a matter of understanding that you too are going to have to go through the same thing. And what we're going to do this month is assign a couple of different action steps, 4 in total actually, that are going to help you become the kind of person, excuse me, who can take action in the face of fear and who will ultimately work in spite of fear and act in spite of fear. So it all starts with conscious awareness of what your fears are. A lot of us go around, you know, avoiding things in our day-to-day life and just not doing things because we're afraid, but we don't actually consciously realize that we're afraid of these things. So this week, your very first week, you're going to sit down and from time to time start thinking of different things that cause you to feel fear. So it could be, like we said earlier, the fear of public speaking or the fear of introducing yourself to somebody you've never met before. A lot of our fears end up being social, but it could be anything. Maybe you have a fear of heights. Well, put that down so you become aware of it and you acknowledge that this is something you're fearful of. Make a list as long as you can so you know what your fears are. Then, moving into the next exercise, start thinking about which of these fears in your list are actually holding you back from the goals that you've set for yourself in this program, thinking back to month number 1. And list any fears that could potentially impact those goals and state why. So again, back to an example, let's say you want to start a new business, but you have a fear of talking to new people or approaching new people. Well, starting a new business generally requires selling your idea, selling other people on what it is you're trying to do. And if you have a huge fear of approaching people or meeting new people, that is going to be a huge problem. So here's a fear that you can start looking at as something that you need to address. Now, once you get to that point, you want to choose a fear from the list that you've written and start thinking of a couple ways you can confront it. So in the previous example, if you do have a fear of talking to new people or approaching new people, what are some ways that you could get around that? Could it be, I don't know, going to a networking event? Could it be randomly introducing yourself to strangers on the street? Could it be attending some kind of community event where you'll have the opportunity to meet new people? List all the different ideas that come to your mind and then confront the fear. Take one or more actions based on these ideas that you came up with. So if it is speaking to somebody, maybe you just confront the fear head on and literally walk up to somebody in public and introduce yourself. You're going to feel scared. You may look like an idiot. You may be really awkward and they're going to wonder why the heck you're doing this. But hey, you will have gotten through the exercise. And even if you felt horrible the entire time, you'll now have conscious awareness of the fact that the fear didn't stop you. And you can do it again and again. And you'll keep doing it to a point where at some point down the road, that fear will have been diminished so far down in terms of intensity that it won't really feel like that much of a fear anymore at all. And this is generally how we progress in anything in life. It's just now time with this month to start doing it when it comes to your fear so that they no longer hold you back. Take all of these exercises to heart. Really think about your fears. Really take action on all of these opportunities you have to confront them. And by the end of this month, you'll be the type of person who feels the fear and does it anyway.